We'll do the Maimorim Melukit. This is a Chelik Dalet. This is the 31st Maimor. The Maimor Samach to Samach Reim Ahuvim. The Rebbe said this Maimor in Shabbos Parshas Kiseitze Teitze, which was the 13th of Elul in the year Tavshim Mem Aleph. Of course, the 13th of Elul is the anniversary of the marriage of the Friedike Rebbe to the Rebbetzin, and the Rebbe Rashab gave a maimer at that wedding, and the maimer was Samach to Samach. This maimer is based on that maimer. Later on, as it says in the note, they published this maimer in a special booklet for Yud Gimel Elul Tavshim Mem Zayin, and that was in honor of the 13th of Elul, in which there was 90 years to the marriage of the Friedike Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, which he got married in Tov Reish Nun Zayin, and that year that they published it, it was Tov Shin Mem Zayin. The date in the publication is Erev Shabbos Kodesh Teitzei, Yud Elul Hei Tehei Zush Nas Mashiach, which is Tov Shin Mem Zayin. So in this maimer, the Rebbe discusses the bracha, and we say in the Sheva bracha, Samach the Samach Reim Ahuvim. So Bechlal, we know when we talk about in Sefiris, we talk about Yud Kei, that's the Chochma and Bina, that's called Av Ve'em. That's a inyan of connection, a inyan of Yichud of Chochma and Bina. That's the Yud Kei of the Shem Havaya, and then we have Vavke, the lower, that's the level of Zoh and Nukva, that's the Midos and Malchus. Zoh and Nukva, that's also, there is a Yichud of Zoh and Nukva. And, of course, the marriage is compared to Zoh and Nukva, to the Chosin and the Kala, the groom and the bride, is connected to the idea of the Yichud of Zoh and Nukva. Here we talk about Samach to Samach. You should rejoice. We're asking Hashem to bring down the level of Simcha. As the Rebbe will explain, we're talking about a Simcha Atzmis, a very high level of essence of Simcha. Not a Simcha which is connected, Begolui, into something Begolui, but in a Etzem Simcha, because in order to achieve the Bli Gvul, which is necessary for the Hamshocha, to have the Heilode, as we will continue to see, has to do with the level of bringing down all the ways from Atzmus. The Rebbe will explain what the Reim Ha'ahuvim, who the Reim Ha'ahuvim are exactly, the Chochma Ubina, and how we're Mamshich from Keser and even higher, as we will continue to learning in the Maimer. Let's look the Maimer inside now, B'sayayta D'shmaya. Shabbos Parshas Teitzei Yud Gimel Elul Hei Tavshin Mem Aleph. So we start Samach to Samach. This is a prayer in the Sheva Brachas that we're asking for Hashem. Rejoice, you shall rejoice. Reim Ha'ahuvim, these beloved friends. Simply, it's talking about these beloved friends. We're talking about the Chosin and the Kala, who are Reim Ahuvim, and we're asking Hashem to rejoice them, and we're saying Kisamechacho Yitzircho Began Eden Mikedem, just as your Creator, the Eibishter, rejoiced in Gan Eden from the beginning. Adam and Chava, the Eibishter was the one, the only one who was there. He rejoiced them. And as the Rebbe will explain later on in the Maimer, that was from the level of Chofetz Chesed, not the Avodah, it was came Mil Milo. But just like there was the Simcha of Yitzircha, and it was a Simcha Atzmis that the Eibishter was Mamshich, Began Eden Mikedem, we're asking the Eibishter, praying to the Eibishter, that Samach to Samach, he should also rejoice the Reim Ahuvim, these beloved friends, the Chosin and the Kalo. So this is the verse in the bracha that we say. So the Rebbe Rashab in that Maimer, which this Maimer is based upon, the Rebbe Rashab gave on Yud Gimel Elul during the wedding, it was on a Friday, during the wedding of the Friedike Rebbe. So Mevuer B'Dibur HaMaschil Zeh, that was explained in this Maimer, that begins with this opening, Shenemar, that Maimer was said by the Rebbe Rashab Ve'ez Chasunas Kvit Kiddushas Meiri Chom Admur, during the wedding of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that was B'Yom Vov Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it was on Friday, the eve of the Holy Shabbos, Yud Gimel Elul Tafrej Nun Zayin, the 13th of Elul, in the year Tafrej Nun Zayin. So over there we say the Maimer explains that who is the Reim HaAhuvim? According to the Kabbalah, the Reim HaAhuvim Heim Bechinas Chochma Ubina. That is the levels of Chochma Ubina. They are called Chochma Ubina, are called the Reim. They're called friends that are beloved Ahuvim. Where do we see this? Because in the Zohar we say Shenikroim Trein Rein the Loim Misparshi. They are called, they are like two friends that don't separate. They always go together. So Chochma Ubina are basically two parts of the same thing. You have an idea, you have the level of Chochma articulated, that idea is Bina, goes together. In the Sviras, Chochma Ubina are always together. So they are called the Reim. They are the Reim HaAhuvim. And we'll see soon what is the idea of Reim HaAhuvim, not just the Reim, but we'll see soon. But Vahaba Kosher, what we're asking in this prayer is Samach Tisamach Reim HaAhuvim. The Eibishter should bring down joy in these beloved Reim into Chochmo Bina. Eventually, if the Eibishter brings down Simcha to Reim Ahuvim, that filters down to Zoh Malchus, and it filters down to the Choson Kala over here in this world. But we're asking Samach to Samach, the Reim Ahuvim he Shetumcha Shetumshach Simcha b'chos Chochmo Bina, that there should be Simcha drawn down into the Chochma Ubina. So, according to this, that the Taich is to bring Simcha to Chochma Ubina, the Rebbe asks that L'chaire, in the Maimer, the Rebbe asks, why does we need Simcha to be drawn down there? Doesn't Bina itself is called Simcha, Eim Abonim Smecha. When you understand an idea, that is something that brings you joy. The fact that you understand the idea. So why do we need to bring down Simcha to Bina when Bina seems to have joy on its own? V'tzorich lahovin, hare Bina hi mekoyim ha-Simcha. Bina is the place of Simcha. Kamesha Kosov, the Pasuk says, Eim Habonim Smecha, the mother of the children is rejoicing. As mentioned before, that Chochma and Bina are considered like a father and mother. Bina is the mother, and Chochma is the father. Chochma is like when a father and mother, the father gives the seed, and then the child develops in the womb of the mother for the 9 months. So the seed of an idea is Chochmah, and the birth of the idea, it takes place in Bina, which articulates and expands on that spark, that on that seed that comes from the father, and that gives birth to the level of midos, that gives the emotions a birth to them. And that's a level of Bina is a level of simcha. V'yadua, and this is known, that when we say Eim Habonim Smecho, the Eim Habonim Koyi Al Bina, that this is a reference to Bina. Shehi Ha'Eim HaMeledes Es HaMidas, because Bina is the mother that gives birth to the Midas, to the emotion. And this is not just because the Pasuk says that Bina Eim Habonim Es Smecho. This is actually something we can understand, knowing that Bina is the idea of articulating, taking an idea and articulating. When you grasp something, understand it, that brings you joy, that brings you simcha, as we also see it vividly in practical terms. The kisha odom masik besichloi ezu hasoga, when the person grasps in his mind an understanding, he grasps something, yesh loy simcha mizeh, so he has joy from this. So that's why bina eim habonim is smecha as simcha. Why do we need to bring down simcha? Now we're bringing down simcha to both, zayt to chokhma and bina, reim to the both of them. And also, the Rebbe asks, well, chokhma also, even though chokhma, there's no simcha yet, because in the idea, when there's just a spark, there is no understanding, so there is no simcha there. But there is tainug, and tainug is even higher than simcha. So why would we need to be mamshich simcha to tainug, to chokhma, when chokhma is the idea of tainug, which is higher than simcha? Vegam bechokhma, and also in chokhma she'ein shayich bo simcha, v'dir, simcha does not fit, doesn't belong. Simcha is not in chokhma. Why? Because chokhma is the spark, is the seed. Ki simcha hi mitzad hagilui davke. Simcha comes because of revelation. The chokhma is kimoi borak hamavrik, and chokhma is like a lightning that gives a bolt of lightning. So it's just a quick idea, but you don't have a grasp and understanding. It's not articulated. And he lemaila megilui, and this is higher than revelation. The person doesn't really understand it. So maybe we need simcha in chokhmah. But no, because Hare Bechokhma Meir Gilui Ha'Oneg. In Chokhma, there shines the revelation of Oneg, of Tainug, the light. Okemoi, like we find that Tzohavu Ponov Shel Rababo, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, in Shabbos, that the face of Rababo lit up, it shined. He found a new Tosefta. So that was a spark that brought about that level of shine, which is a level of Oineg. The shine of the face is because of the revelation of Oineg. So, while Chochma doesn't have Simcha, because Simcha comes from Gilui, revelation, and Chokhmah, it's not revealed yet, but Chokhmah has the level of Tainuk. And V'yodua the Oineg hu lemaila misimcha. So Oineg is even higher, is above Simcha. So Bina already has Simcha. Eim Habonim Smecha. Chokhmah is the level of Tainuk, which is higher than Simcha. Tzohavu ponov shel Rababo, that's Matzot Tosefta, the Metzia, the finding, the Chokhma, that spark, that brings a level of Tainuk. So Chokhma, Abina has Simcha. Chokhma is higher than Simcha, is Tainuk. Umahi habakosha samach tesamach reim ho'ahuvim. So what is the request that Eibishe should give Simcha to the reim ho'ahuvim? Me'achar shebelav hochi yesh simcha bebina, Since in any event there is simcha in the level of Bina, so Bina already has simcha, v'alachas kama v'kama, b'chokma sheyesh bo oineg shalamayla misimcha. And how much more so, in chokma we don't understand. Why do we need simcha there? It has oineg. Oineg shalamayla misimcha is even higher simcha. Why do we have to be mamshich simcha over there? As the Rebbe will explain later on in the Maimer, that there is a level which is a mugbal dika simcha and a mugbal dika oineg, a limited simcha, limited oineg, in order to really be mamshich all the inyonim, you need to bring a simcha atzmis, which is higher, which is the prayer, as the Rebbe will explain later on. But the Rebbe first asks another question. The Poshet Pshat of Reyim Ahuvim, the Maimer articulates and elaborates over there that it's talking about the Chochmo Bina, which is the level of Yutke of the Shem Havaya. But the Poshet Pshat of Reyim Ahuvim, we're talking about a Chosun Kala. Chosun Kala are compared not to Chochmo Bina, but rather to Zoh and Malchus, the Midas and Malchus. So, what's the connection between here we're saying Samach to Samach Reima Huvim Chochmo Bina with the simple meaning that it is Reima Huvim would go on Zoh and Malchus. Vegam Tzorich Lahovin, also we need to understand. Hare Reim Ha'ahuvim bepashtus, simply Reim Ha'ahuvim, koi al choson v'chalo, that goes on a choson akalo. V'yadua, and we know, the choson v'chalo, heim zo v'nukva, the choson kala is not chochma ubina, but rather it's zo emalchus. There is the two yichud, the yichud of choson v'chalo, is considered the yichud of Zoh Malchus, not the yichud of Chochma Bina. So what is the connection of Mahu HaKesher de Pirush Zeh? So what's the connection of this interpretation now that we're learning that it goes on Chochma Bina? Shereim ha'ahuvim kohi achosun v'kalo zoh v'nukva, the Poshet Pshat, that the reim ha'ahuvim goes on achosun v'kalo in Pirush Hanal, with the above mentioned interpretation, the Reim Ahuvim and Chochmo Bina, that the Reim Ahuvim are Chochmo Bina. So how does this tie to the simple meaning that we're talking about the Chosun Kala, which would be more Yichud of Zov in Nukva, as the Rebbe will explain later on, that through the infusion of Samach to Samach, extra Simcha, Simcha Atzmis in the Chochmo Bina, eventually it's for the purpose of Zov and Nukva, for the Yichud Zov and Nukva, in order to get the Heilode that comes down later on, which is the Gilui of Atzmus, as the Rebbe continues to explain in the Maimer. So, now the Rebbe brings down that, it says here, Reim Ahuvim. So before we said that the Reim is Avveim, Chochmo Ubina, or it can also mean Zavanukha, but in the minor here we're talking about Samach to Samach Reim Ahuvim. So, but the Reim is Trein Reim Loim Isparshin, brought from the Zohar, that Tikkuni Zohar, that this is two friends, Chochmo Ubina, that are always together, that's what's Reim. But what is the idea of Ahuvim, those beloved Reim? So the Rebbe brings down that the idea of Ahuvim is actually the level of Doidim. Ahuvim is the same gematria, the numerical value is of Doidim. Doidim is known that it's Zoh and Malchus. Zun is considered Doidim, this beloved, the beloved of Doidim. So basically, when the Pasuk says Zereim, it's Chochmo Bina. Ahuvim is Zoh Malchus. How do we connect the two? Let's see inside. Yishleimar, the Yuvan Zeh HaKesher Dishnei Perushim, the tie of these two interpretations of that Reim Ahuvim goes on Chochma and Bina with a simple pshat that Chochma Ubina, that Reim Ahuvim goes on the Chosin Kala, which is Zoh and Malchus. Alpi Mashakosu b'Sefer Emes LeYakov, based on what is written in the Sefer Emes LeYakov, Huva b'Maimer Hanal, that's brought down in the above Maimer, in the Maimer of Samach to Samach. That the Ahuvim b'Gematria Doidim, that Ahuvim is the same numerical value as Doidim. So basically, Ahuvim is Doidim. But Doidim, Vehem, Zov, and Nukva, these Doidim, these beloved, is referencing Zov and Nukva. That's Zov and Malchus. Ukiyadua, as it's known, Shereim, friends, Heim Chochma Ubina. That is Samach to Samach, Reim, the Reim, train the Reim in the Leimis Parsha. So when we want to talk about the level of Chochma Bina, we call them Reim. But when we want to call Zo and Nukva, the Yichud of Zo and Malchus, then we call it Doidim. V'doidim hem Zo and Nukva. So how do we explain Reim ha'ahuvim? Reim is Chochma Bina. Ahuvim is Doidim, which is Zohar Benukva. So what is the meaning over here? Over here, Umashikosuv Reim Ho Ahuvim. The Tevas Ahuvim, he behemshech v'toyar shel Reim. The Ahuvim is the beloved, that's a description, the what kind of Reim they are, that they Reim Ahuvim, shekoyi kenala chokmol ubino. We're talking about the Reim, our Chochma Bina. We're saying the Reim are Ahuvim, but the Ahuvim is Zov and Nukva. So what is it, how does the beloved Reim apply to the Reim, to Chochma Bina? The Rebbe is going to explain that we can explain it in the two extremes. On one level, we can say that in Chochma Bina there is also Zov and Nukva in Chochma Ubina, because before Zov and Nukva separate, are given, born out of Chochma Ubina, they are first in Chochma Ubina. So Reim HaAhuvim is talking about the level of Zov and Nukva as they are still in Reim. So the Reim HaAhuvim, the Zov and Nukva in the level of Reim before they've left and become really doidim outside of Chochma Bina. On the other extreme, we can say that we're actually talking about the level of Zov and Nukva, of the level of doidim, of the Ahuvim, but the reason they're called Reim, because within Zov and Nukva, there is still the leftover, and the comparison to Chochma Bina, and that's why it's called Reim Ahuvim. Let's look inside. So the pshat over here is Umashikosu Reim Ahuvim. The Tevas Ahuvim Hibahemshach V'Toyer Shel Reim. That Ahuvim is a continuation and a description of Reim. Shekoyik and Allah Chochma Bina, that goes on Chochma Bina. So it's Reim that Ahuvim. Yesh Levayer B'Shnei Yifanim. We can explain this in two ways. Number one, Aleph. Api ha-yadua be-oifen lidus ha-midus zov enukva ma-hamoichin chochmo bina. Based on what we know, how are the emotions created, given birth, from the moich from chochmo bina? So, shebitchilo heim klulim ba-hamoichin. In the beginning, they are part of the moichin, which means the midus are part of the Meichim before they go out to become Midas fully. They're Midas Shebe Meichim. They are in the Midas, in the Meichim, there's Midas. Ve'achar kach hem nimshachim begilui, and then later on they come out revealed to be actual Midas. Ve'al pizeh yesh loimar. So based on this, we can say that the Reim ho'ahuvim koi al zo v'nukva. So the reim, those who are beloved, the ahuvim is doidim, which is zo v'nukva. So that is koi al zo v'nukva ahuvim, because k'moi shem klulim b'chokhmo bina reim, as they are included in the chokhmo bina, which are the reim. So it's the ahuvim, the doidim, the way they are part of the chokhmo bina, part of the reim. That is reim ahuvim. When we would just talk by ahuvim, doidim stam, that's already when they get out begilui. Masheken ahuvim stam, not reim ahuvim, just ahuvim. Koy al zoven nukva, kamoishenim shochem begilui. That goes on zoven nukva as they have extended openly. That ahuvim begematria doidim, just ahuvim, which is the gematria of doidim, which is the level of zo and nukva. That's when they actually came out. That's when they're doidim. Here, they're not doidim yet. They're still reim ha'huvim. They are still included and part of the reim. So that is the meaning of reim ha'huvim. And this means that when do they become doidim, which is zo v'nukva, that's later on. And that's why it doesn't say, even though ahuvim is begematria doidim, which is zo v'nukva, it doesn't say reim hadoidim. It only says reim ahuvim, because it's the gematria of doidim. Doesn't say reim samach sam reim hadoidim, because doidim itself is already the midos as they have already separated from the moichin. But here it's only the gematria, meaning that it still has to translate and the numerical value later on. This is what Rav explains now. Also understand the idea shoinyan de zove nukva doidim, that the idea of zove nukva, which is the level of doidim, merumas, it's hidden, that zove nukva is hidden in the gematria, in the numerical value, the ahuvim. It's only that in ahuvim there's a gematria of doidim. Doidim is zove nukva, but in ahuvim it doesn't say it's the gematria of doidim. Dahuvim, ahuvim be gematria doidim. So when we say something is a numerical value, that means it's not the thing itself. It's not open. You have to, has the same value, but it's a level interpreted, goes down a step. The gematria moira al miyut ha'oir v'hachayis miyut achar miyut. Gematria points to the diminishing of the light and the energy, one mute, diminishing after another diminishing, which means you have to translate it in numbers, but it's not, it's the same numbers, but it's not the same thing. Why is that? So now we understand, because we are talking ahuvim, is not doidim yet. Ahuvim is still in the level of moichit. Doidim, it's when it's zoven nukva, when it's open. But here we're talking reim ha'ahuvim, that they're still ahuvim, they're still in moichin, so they're not doidim yet. They're just ahuvim. They're only the gematria of doidim. Ki hamshochas mehamidas shebemoichin reim ha'ahuvim, because that extended from the midos, which is in the moichin, which is the reim ha'ahuvim, that's the way midas are included in the moichin, lemidas shebelev, for it to come out from the moichin to the midas, which is ahuvim begematria doidim, to come to the level of doidim, actually, yadei kama tzimtzumim, there's many tzimtzumim. This is very well understood, the Rebbe says, according to this interpretation, that Ahuvim is the level of the Midos as they are still in the Moichin. We understand now why Doidim is a Gematria, because there's still a distance between the real Doidim, which is the expression when Zohu Malchus are outside of Bina, to the way the Doidim are inside. Over there is just a Gematria of Doidim. It's the level of Ahuvim, and needs to be Nimshach, has to go through Tzimtzumim. In this interpretation, it fits in very well, as opposed to the second interpretation, we don't have this specific Gematria. That's why the Rebbe says it over here. Al Pizeh, we understand very well why it's only Gematria. But in the second interpretation, it's the other way around. That we're talking Reim Ahuvim, while we're talking about Chochmo Bina, but talking about Chochmo Bina the way they are in Midas. Ubeis, what's the second interpretation? The Mekiv on Shah Midas Heim Toldos HaMoichin, since the Midas are the derivatives of the Moichin. So that means the Chochmo Bina Heim Av Ve'em. Chochmo and Bina are a father and a mother. V'zov V'nukvo Heim Ben Ubas. So a son comes basically from Chochmah, a daughter comes basically from Bina. So that's the father and the mother, and Zov and Nukva are the son and the daughter. Okay, the Isa beKabbalah, like we see in the Kabbalah, Sha'ava Aim, in the name of Hashem you have Yud K, Vav K. So Yud K represents Chochmah Bina. Ava Aim, Heim Yud K, Chochmah Bina. That's the name of Hashem, Yud Kei. And then you have Uben Ubas, Eivovke, that's Zov and Nukva. So since Zov and Nukva are the son and daughter of Avaim, Heim is Damim LaMeichin, so they are compared to the Meichin. Gam LaAchre Shenimshichu V'Nizgalu, even after they extended and they were revealed. The fact that the Ben and the Bas, or Zov and Nukva, the fact that they come into a separate entity, they are a Ben and a Bas. Since they come from the Av Aim, they're still compared to the Av Aim. Matter of fact, the Rebbe brings down that when you inherit, the son takes the place of the father, which means it's not you transfer from the father to the son, he inherits him, but the son actually becomes like the father. So it means there's a comparison. And also, when there is no sons, then the girls inherit, it also becomes in the place of the mother. But the father and mother is just the way it works with in the Kabbalah, that Chochmo Bina give birth, Yud K give birth, Chochmo Bina to Vav K. So the Vav K, even while it's Zov and Nukva, it is similar to the Yud K. Ubenu Heim is Damim LaHamoichim, they are compared to the Moichim, Gam LaAchre Shenim Shechu V'Nizgalu, even after they have extended and been revealed into Vav K, into Zov and Nukva, they are still compared to Yudke, to the Chochma Bina. Ki ha'av moirish libnoi, because a father inherits, doesn't give. Inheritance is a whole other level of connection. Va'ad sha'yoyresh u'bemekoyim ha'moirish, to the extent that the inheritor is not getting it from, he takes the place of the moirish, meaning, so there is a very deep connection to the son. Even after he's become a son, he is still in the place of the father. What are we going to argue? But a girl doesn't inherit. When there is boys, there's no inheritance. But the same thing is true, because if there is no boys, it would be the same thing true for a daughter, that she would take the place of the moirish, not only get it, if she inherits, if there's no son there. But that's depending the halacha, when there is a son or there is no son, there's only a girl. But the proti is to go. But specifically, and this is all the meirish, the father. But here we want to connect the father and the daughter, the mother and the daughter, and the father and the son. Beprotis, haben hu b'mokim ha'av, son takes the place of the father, v'abasi b'mokim ha'aim, and the daughter takes the place of the mother, k'mashikosuv ki'imo kibito, as the pasuk says, like the mother, like the daughter, and therefore, there is a deep connection between the Vavke, the Zove Nukva, the Ben and Baas to the Ava Aim, even after they became B'his Galus. The Alpizei Yeshloimer, so this is the second interpretation. Shegam la'achre shenim shechuvin nizgalu, even after Chochmo Bino, have given birth to the Ava, to the Zove, to the Ben and Baas, and they extended, they were revealed. They're also still called the Reim Ahuvim. They're also the Chochma Bina. Ukenal, the Reim Ahuvim bepashtus koyo chosim v'kala. Like we said before, Reim Ahuvim simply goes on the chosim v'kala, which is Zov and Nukva Shebegilui. So that's the revealed Zov and Nukva, not the way they are in the level of Avaim. In Pashtus, what is Reim Ahuvim, the way the Pashtu Pshat we make the bracha, is the Chosim V'Kala, is the way they are here, the way they are already in Nizgala, Nimshech V'Nizgala. So the Reim Ahuvim isn't talking about the Chochma Ubina, it's really talking about Nizgalus, it's talking about Zov and Nukva. But we're still calling them Reim. So how come the Reim is Chochma Bina? Mekivon shegam oz la'achram shachosem izgalusom. Since even then, after they've been extended and they have been revealed, heim doimim lechochma bina, they're still compared to Chochma Bina, ki'imo kibito and haben b'makamav, so they're still compared. So we are calling it Reim, even though we're talking about the Izgalus now, we're talking about the revealed part, we're talking about Chosam Akala, we're talking about the Vavke, but still, we call them Reim because of their comparison to the Chochma Ubina, and that's why we call them Reim Ha'u. So basically, the Rebbe explained the connection between the two Perushim, that Reim Ahuvim goes on Chochma Bina, and the Pirush HaPoshut that Reim Ahuvim goes on Zoh V'Nukva. He explained it basically, actually, that the Reim Ahuvim itself is has the combination, as the Rebbe explained it two ways, that Reim Ahuvim, it's either the way Zoh V'Nukva are in Chochma Bina, or it's the way that Chochma Bina are in the Zov and Nukva. So we have a very clear connection between these two Perushim of Choson Kala, Zov and Nukva, and Chochmo Ubina, Ava'im. But the Rebbe says now that actually in Simcha that we're trying to accomplish with the Bracha is also a connection between these two Perushim. Because through providing extra simcha in Chochmo Bina, we get extra simcha also in the Chosim V'Kala in Zoh Malchus. That's the concept. Gimel. V'yesh lo hoisiv. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe adds here to the Pirush of before, Shehakesher, Dishnei HaPirushim B'Reim HaAhuvim, the connection between these interpretations, Reim HaAhuvim, the Pirusha Ikri Hu Shereim Ha'uvim Koyal Chochmo Bina. The main pshat is, as the Maimer learns there, that Reim Ha'uvim refers to Chochmo Bina. Kibavur Baruch Haba Maimer, as explained at length in the Maimer. Elo Sheyesh b'zeoid pirush. There is an additional explanation. Shekoi gam al zovenukva. It also goes on zovenukva. So how do we connect these two pirushim? Not only that there is a connection there, but also we connect them with the idea to rejoice. That by rejoicing, hugam be'inyan samech tesamach, samach tesamach, also in the idea of rejoice, you should rejoice chulu. It's really one and the same. When we're asking the Eibishter to be sameach, chochmo bina, to give chochmo bina a level of simcha. So even though they have a level of simcha already, chochmo bina, it is so to be mamshichet further to zoh malchus. Ki zeh shemevakshim shetum chshach ha-simcha b'chochmo bina. This that we're requesting that the simcha should extend in chochmo bina, which is the pirush ikri b'reim ahuvim, the main pirush in reim ahuvim, to bring to chochmo bina. Even though besides this they have simcha v'oinig, he shatum shach b'hem simcha nailis yoser min ha-simcha sheyesh b'hem etzad atzmam, is in order to extend in them a higher level of simcha than the simcha they have on their own. There's a simcha that they have on their own. In order to bring down to them, there is a simcha that they have on their own. But here, we're asking for a higher simcha atzmi, the Rebbe will explain. And what's the purpose of that? Who? What's the reason why we need to give them mamshich them an additional simcha? Because when you give them an extra level of simcha, they're able to bring down the revelation in Zova Nikva, which is Pirush Hasheni Bereim Ahuvim, the second Pirush Hasheni Ahuvim, to bring the Zova Nikva. So it's really connected, because even when we're bringing it down to Chochmah Ubina, that is in order so that it should be simcha, the revelation in Zova Nikva, which is the second Pirush in Reim Ahuvim. So that's the connection also in the contents. And the Rebbe will go on now to explain the different levels of simcha and how while there is one simcha, there still could be a much higher level of simcha. And what is mamshich, the idea of simcha b'likvul, that's tafke, a simcha atzmis, which is not tied and connected to anything specific, as the Rebbe will continue to explain in the Maimon. So the Rebbe was explaining that we're mamshich the simcha atzmis to chokhmah and bina, so that later on chokhmah bina will be mamshich the simcha into zove nukva, into the lower level zoh malchus. And now the Rebbe explains the whole idea that everything has to be done b'simcha. But in order to really achieve, ultimately you need a simcha atzmis, a simcha of essence. And that comes down in Chochma Ubina, and then it goes down to Zovenuk. Let's look inside. So the idea is, the Hine Avoidas Hashem Tzorich Liyos B'simcha. The service of the Eibishter has to be with joy. And that's obvious, a pasuk, because Kemoshe Kosuv, the pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. And then there's another pasuk that tells us that the great problems that come when you don't serve Hashem with joy. The pasuk says, Tachas Hashem lo yavadito, es Hashem lekecho b'simcho v'tuv levov, since you had not served Hashem your God with joy and gladness of heart. So the pasuk gives there that all of the calamities that take place was you didn't serve Hashem b'simcho v'tuv levov, That tells us how important it is to serve Hashem with joy, with simchat levavot. Now, one can think to serve Hashem when you daven, when you learn, when you're doing mitzvahs, that's when you're serving Hashem. You have to do it with simcha. But the Rebbe points out now, every part of our life is serving Hashem. And therefore, it all has to be done with simcha. All of life has to be with simcha because you're always serving Hashem. Let's look inside. A person needs to serve Hashem in all of his matters, as we say in the Pasuk. All your actions, whatever you do, even though it's not mitzvahs, it's ma'asecho, still, they need to be for Shem Shamayim. Meaning, what you're doing ma'asecho, you're still serving Hashem. It's l'shem shamayim. V'yiseirim is more than just ma'asecho l'shem shamayim. We say, b'chol drachecho, that every your ways, whatever you're doing, you know Hashem in all your ways. So, which means, even in the very mundane things, drachecho, you still got to know Hashem. Ma'asecho l'shem shamayim b'chol drachecho d'ayu. So, that means that everything we do, we're serving Hashem. And actually, as the Mishnah says, that we were created to serve Hashem. So that means that's our whole creation. That's why we're here. So we always got to do the purpose of our creation. V'ad shezehu. This, serving the Eibishter and everything we do, is tachlis kol b'riyosei. That's the goal of his entire way he was created in the first place. K'maymer Hazal, as our sage of blessed memory say, Ani loy nivreisi elo l'shamish eskoimi. I was not created but for the purpose to serve the Eibishter. So basically, b'chol drachecho de'eyu and b'chol ma'asecho l'shem shamayim, this is why we were created for. Hari nimtza. So since we're always serving Hashem, that you always have to be simcha. So while we see that we always have to be b'simcha, but yet we realize that simcha has different categories. The Rebbe is going to explain. There is simcha in Eim Habonim Smecha in Bino, and then there's additional simcha. There is, but first the Rebbe says, there is various different categories in simcha. Like we see, Elosha b'simcha yesh chiluke dargis. There are different steps in simcha. There's different places of simcha, and there's different times of simcha. The Rebbe says, first in place, the yesh mekoymus yuchodim, shei mekoymus shel simcha. There are place in space. There are special places. Those are places of simcha. Ukamoi, for example, binyan shel simcha, the structure of joy. That's a place that is meant for simcha, for a marriage, for other things, which is done, we find in the Gemara, there is, like, not to build during fast days, not to build a building of simcha. So there is places which are called, designated as simcha. While we always have to be simcha everywhere, but yet there's places of simcha. There's also times of simcha. The same thing is true as it relates to time. The yesh zmanim miyuchodim. There are special times. Yomim tovim, those are holidays. Shehem moyadim lesimcha. They are the times for joy. While we're serving the Eibishter every day, and all of the service has to be done with joy, but there is specific days that are considered joy, which is the festivals we're giving to Simcha. And within the festivals itself, there's also differences. V'gam bohem gufa. Even within the festivals, yesh chiluke dargis, there are different steps. Ukemoi chaga sukkos, the festival of sukkos, in addition to being one of the moyadim l'simcha, we also say in the davening, shehu gam zman simcha seinu. We only say that with Sukkot, it's a time of our rejoicing, which means
within the Moyadim L'Simcha, which all holidays share, there's a special Simcha in the Simcha of Sukkos. Ubifrat, and within Simcha of Sukkos, when we go more details specifically, the Simcha's Beis HaShoyeva, the Simcha that took place in the Beis HaShoyeva when they used to draw the water that they would pour later on the Mizbeach, was a tremendous Simcha. And the Gemara says about that Simcha, the Misha Leiro, Simcha's Beis HaShoyeva, one who did not witness, did not see the joy of the Beis HaShoyeva, Leiro Simcha Miyomov doesn't know, hasn't seen joy from his day, because this was the ultimate level of joy. And over there, Shahoyu Merakdim Ba'avukos Shel Oir, they would be dancing with the flames of fire. They used to have flames and used to throw them up like in concession, like to juggle them. And this actually represents the Avukos Shel Oir Heim Bechinas Chochma. That is the level of Chochma that we were talking about before, that there is Simcha and Oineg in Chochma and Bina. So the Avukos of light, the flame, the sparks of light, is Chochma, Bechinas Chochma. What does it mean to dance with them? V'inyan ha'adikut ba'avukos, hi'amshocha de Bechinas Chochma bibina. That's bringing down from the level of Chochma into Bina. So basically, and that's the Amshocha, and later on that we're talking about Samach to Samach, but to bring down to Chochma Bina, to bring down to Zov and Nukva. But these are very profound and very high levels. We're talking about Avukos Shel Oir, we're talking about Chochma, we're talking about bringing it down. So it's not just a regular Simcha. Simcha in the level of Chochma, very high. Now, that's the level of Chochma to bring it down in Bina. And there also, within, just trying to point out, there's so many different levels of Simcha, but ultimately, real Simcha, the Rebbe is going to say, is the Simcha Bli Gvul, which is higher than this. There's two categories of Simcha. There is a Simcha where it's attached to reason, to limit, and there is a Simcha which is unlimited. All these Simchas, while there's different levels, but they're still one common, they're all limited. And then you have the Simcha which is higher than limitation. So, and it brings out the Gamba Simcha Zugufa. Even in this joy, we're talking about the joy of Chochma bringing to Bina, the Meragdim. There's also Yesh Chiluk in Dargis. There is different levels. Not everybody was throwing these fires. The one who was doing Shari, Lohoyu Oysin Oysa, who was the one that would do the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Elo Gedoy L'Chachmi Yisrael. That was the great amongst the sages of Israel, Chulu. But V'chol Ha'am, the rest of the people, Chulu Boin L'Riris V'Lishmoya, they came to see and to hear, which means they weren't really in the actual throwing, in the actual Simcha, but just to witness it, which means there's differences even in this great Simcha. Ubefrat, and then it goes even a more detailed Simcha, is Simchas Torah. Sha Simcha, the Simchas Torah, the joy of Simchas Torah, he nihilis yoser, Gamna Simcha, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's on a higher level, even than the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, is Simchas Torah. K'delisa v'lekutei Torah, as we find in Lekutei Torah. To the extent Simchas Torah's name is Simcha, it's called Simchas Torah. That means that this is the highest level of Simchas. Ba'ad sheshmoy shel yom zeh, to the extent that the name of Simchas Torah, a name means that is what it is. The Shmoy Shel Kol Dover, Moira L'Inyone V'Chayusa. The name of every item points to what it is and its energy. Hu Simchas Torah is the joy of the Torah. So it's called Simcha. So we have the various different levels of Simcha. The Mekol Zeh Muvan. So from all this, it's understood. Sheyesh Kama V'Kama Dargis B'Simcha. There are many, many different steps in simcha. You can't say, oh, somebody already has simcha, why do we have to give him more simcha? Because you may have one level of simcha, to give you a higher level. Simcha has different parts. But generally speaking, you can split up these simchas into two categories. Simcha shemurkeves meize dover, a simcha which is combined with something. Ukamoi simcha shemitzada soga seichelok yetzver. Say a joy that comes because you grasp an idea or similar. That's a simcha which is connected to something. The simcha zuhi bekoiches hagluyim. This simcha is, when it's limited and it's combined, it's in the revealed powers. He began the Hagabola, and that is defined, it's limited in limitation, it has the boundaries of limitation. That's one category. One category is basically a limited simcha tied to the something in the revealed koichas. That simcha is a simcha which is within limitation. A simcha atzmis, then you have an essence simcha. Shehi v'ikra v'atzman is she, and its main is mainly the essence of the nefesh shalamayla migeder hagbola, which is beyond the restrictions, the fence of limitation. It has no limit. These are, while we have different categories of simcha, but the main two categories, Rebbe explains, is a simcha which is a limited, which is hinged, depends, and is combined from something which is limited. And then you have the simcha of the soul, the essence of the soul, which is not limitation. That's an unlimited simcha. The Rebbe is going to explain now that we can understand is that we say that simcha can breach through limitations. What simcha are we talking about? We're talking about the simcha of the Etzem HaNefesh, as the Maimer explains over there. Because simcha can change a person, what he has been accustomed to, make a change in the person. When he is joyful, he breaks through his usual, customary, what he's accustomed to. More than that, simcha can break through and change your nature that you were born with. So if you're born like a stingy person, but when you're a simcha and you're making a wedding, you can become like somebody who is naturally a spender and splurges without any limitations. And the simcha changes you. How does simcha have the power to change this entire person from one extreme to the other? It doesn't take time. It happens at the time that he burst out with joy. There's such a change. The Rebbe explains, because when we talk about that simcha is the etzem hanefesh simcha. Since it's the essence of your soul, it's not limited by all your limitations. When it comes out, similar to rotzen, when it's a will, it's a makif, it takes over and you become the simcha. Let's look inside. Yuvon zeh api amavur ba maimer shel. We'll understand it based on what's explained in the maimer over there. Shateva hasimcha lifreitz geder, that the nature of joy is to break through fences, breaks through limitation. The hainu kol hagdorav hagbola shebenefesh, all of fence limitations of the soul, joy breaks it through. There is, explains it two ways. What it means, a person is boxed in, a person is fenced in, a person has limitation. One is limitation that he got used to, the other one that he was born with. The first way is that this joy breaks through the fences that come to the person because he got used to it. Hagam shegedorim elu nasu etzli kiteva, though it's already become like a nature, he's done it all the time, and yet they can break through them. Kehergel nasa tamasheni, because something that you have been accustomed to becomes like second nature. It can break through that as well. And then we have the second way. Shasimcha bekoicha lifreitz gam hagedorim shebeteva tuldoisa. Simcha has the power to break through also the fences which come with nature. Not only what you were trained to, that you acquired the tavasheni, but even what you were born with. Va'at shebekoicha simcha, not only can it break through it, the power of simcha could change it around. Lahapichesu, to change him around. Ulashanoisim in akotza lakotza, and to change them, your character, your midos, to change them from one extreme to the other extreme. Bahainu, Rebbe explains. Ma shehasimcha peretz hagedorim, the power of simcha to breach through boundaries, is not only things that you have accustomed to, but also things that you were born with. That's in the nature that you were born.
So
one way to breach them, can we say, let's say a person wants to give naturally a limited amount of tzedakah, and you breach them, what are you, pirates? Give a lot of tzedakah. So that means you're breaking through the measure, but you're not changing it. You're just increasing it. So you're breaking through. But when we say that he's breaking through, we're saying more than that. Elo shal yidei ha-simcha nase gam shinui b'teva medoiso. There is a change in your natural character, of your emotional state. Uminakotza lakotza, from one extreme to the other extreme. It's not that you're doing a little more, you're breaking through, you're expanding, but you're actually turning around from one extreme to the other extreme. It gives an example. Kamoya derech Moshu, say for example, mishu hu kamtsu v'kili b'yoyso. Very stingy and very not giving. And that's his nature. He doesn't give. In the Be'ez HaSimcha, but when it comes on a Simcha, Kishu Sameach B'Simcha G'dayla B'Yeser, when he is happy with a great Simcha, doesn't say it, but marrying off a child, Yisapich L'Vavei L'Gamri, his nature, his heart will turn totally to Tivei HaKoydim. He becomes a spender. So that happens through simcha. He changed his feeling from, instead of being very stingy, he became a spender and a very kind. Just as if he was k'may mishu pazim v'chazim b'tibay, just as someone who is naturally splurges and a kindness naturally. V'achem is chasid gam im soinoi, to such an extent that you do kindness even with your enemy, one that you hate. That's from the Maimer. The Rebbe adds, when we say turn around, even if you have a right to hate him according to Torah, even to the one who is allowed to hate him according to the Torah, so he too changes around through this simcha, that he becomes kind, does kindness with the one who he hates, and he becomes spends. So how does this all happen? So the Rebbe says, even to change an accustomed and a second nature, also how do you change it around all of a sudden? But certainly, how do you change the born, something you were born with, nature, to all of a sudden change that? V'hine, through simcha. V'hine gam b'ifna alef, even in the first case, simcha peretz is geder, shemitzad hahergil, that the simcha will breach through the fence that comes because you became accustomed to it. So the Rebbe also need to explain The Mekivan Shekol Hergil Nasa Teva, since you're accustomed to it, that becomes your nature. Avshurak Teva Sheni, it's a second nature, but it's still nature. Hare L'chayre, Tzorik Ribu Zman V'Avoyde, so L'chayre, it takes, you would need lots of time and work, L'shanis Teva Zelat La'at, to change this nature little by little. V'eich B'koyich HaSimcha L'shanis B'shat Echode, how does Simcha have the power to change it in one instance? And for sure, in the second case, it's tzorich lov. We need to understand. How does simcha have, in the second case, that's nature, that you're born with that. How does the power of simcha have to breach through these fences that is naturally, that it came when he was born in his nature? How does that happen? V'ad shebekoicha l'shanes ulhapich tivoi menakotza lakotza, to the extent that they can change his nature from one extreme to the other. How does that happen? It doesn't take time. It doesn't take work. Simcha, change it on. How did it happen? So v'inyan hu kemavur b'maymer shom. So the idea is, as explained the maymer there, the mash is simcha peretz is gather. The fact that simcha can breach through the fences. Afilu ba'ifuna aleph. Even in the first, when you just got a breakthrough that you have learnt nature, and certainly if it's something you were born with in the second situation, it's dafke when we talk about a simcha. We're talking about a simcha that touches the essence of the soul. We're not talking about any simcha. We're talking about simcha that touches the soul. That is the simcha that breaches through all the more difficult fences, the easier fences. It all comes from the simcha peretz gedder, from the etzem nefesh. That kind of a simcha. Shalom mailo mikoyches hagluyim, which is above the revealed koyches. The liyoyes she etzem nefesh shalom mailo migedder hagbala. Since the essence of the soul is higher than the definitions of limitation, because the etzma nefesh is tied with the essence, so it's not in the limitations of the boundaries. That's why a simcha that comes because of the etzma nefesh, it breaks through all the fences, all the limitations, and it can do it right away. And that is all, whether you're trained to it or you're even born with it. When you have that simcha of the etzma nefesh, then you're able to breach through all limitations and bring the real level of simcha. So now that we explained that you have a different level of simcha, different levels of simcha, and the simcha that can change things is the simcha atzmis that peretzes gather, that breaks through all the boundaries. So now we'll understand why we're giving simcha to chokhmo bina, even though bina is eim abonim, is simcha by itself, and chokhmo is oinik. But these are all limited levels of simcha and oinik. They're associated with the koiches geluyim. But because we want to bring down the simcha atzmis in order to come down to the level of zaven nukva, in order to bring about the idea of heilada, which is the koyach atzmus, as the Rebbe will explain, that's why we're saying samach to samach. Look inside. Bo. V'zehu samach to samach reyim ha'ahu. This is the meaning of joy should rejoice these beloved friends, that we need to draw down simcha in chokhmah bina. Hagam shemokam simcha ubina, although that the place of simcha is in bina. Ubechokhmah yesh oinek shelamayim ha'simcha, and in chokhmah there is even the light which is higher than simcha. So why do we need to be mamshich? Ki ha'simcha shebina, because the simcha that already exists in bina, before your mamshich, and also the einik which is in chokma who dugmas hasimcha ba'einik shemitzad koyches aguluim. That's similar to the joy and the delight which comes from the revealed powers. Ubemeili yesh b'zeh medita v'agbala, and therefore there is a measure and a limitation. So, in order to be mamshich, the higher level of simcha, samach to samach, we want to bring down the higher level of simcha. Now, even though the Rebbe says v'hagam shepnimius abba hu pnimius atik, that the inner of abba is the inner of keser, is the inner of atik, which is higher than Hagbala, higher than Hishtalshus. Why are we saying this is Koiches Geluyim? But this idea that it's higher than Hishtalshus, that's not all the time. Pnimius Atik, Pnimius Abbas, Pnimius Atik, when it comes for the purpose of Yichud, when Chochmo Bina have to mate together, in order to bring down to Chochma, to Zoh Malchus, then the Pnimius Atik is the Pnimius of Chochma that comes down to Chochma Bina in order to bring it down later on to Zoh Malchus. But that's not there all the time, because the mating takes place at a certain time of Chochma Bina. And therefore, that's when we're saying Samach to Samach, during that time, to bring that extra level of joy. So he says, "Vagam shepnimis abba upnimis atik." The inner of abba is the inner of atik. Ubekfrat. We're saying not only limited to pnimis atik; it's even higher. Shakavoni loyrak lebchinas pnimis atik levad. Not only to the inner of atik, elad shodesh adishon lebchinas pnimis v'asrayis of. Even higher to the first root of Atik, which is the inner and the essence of the Ein Sof, even higher than Pnimius Atik. So why would we need to bring down to Chochma the level of Atzmos, the essence of the Simcha, unlimited? Abba is already unlimited. There says no. Hare'inyan zeh shayich li'ichud Pnimi Davo. This idea that Pnimius Abba, the Pnimius of Chochma, is connected to the Pnimius of Atik and to the highest Shodesh, to the Atzmos Ein Sof, that is connected to that inner union of Avaim, of Chochma Bina, when there is a union. And Taken v'yichud zeh tzorich l'hoirer u'lahamshich. That's Samach to Samach, meaning we need to wake up, we need to arouse and draw down that level to bring about that yichud, the higher level, the pnimis should be shining. That inner yichud of Ava Eim Chokma Bina is only occasionally. So that means in order to get it to function and to, in order to get the Atzmus into Chochma, you need to wake it up. That's the request. The Zoshim of Akshim is what we're asking. Samach to Samach Reim Ahuvim. Rejoice the Reim Ahuvim, Chochma Bina. Shatumshar b'Chochma Bina, that this should extend into Chochma Bina Hasimcha Atzmus, the essence of the Simcha. Ba'ad mipnimis v'Atzmus in Sof. Until to the level, all the ways up to the level of the Pnimis and the Atzma Nisof, Shelemailo Megeder Hagbola Legamre, which is entirely beyond any limitations. Shezimcha Zu Peiretzes Kol Hagdorim Kinal. That joy breaches through all the boundaries, as I said before. Val Yidei Zeh Nase Yichud Pnimi D'Chokhmo Bino. When you're ma'orer, that level of the Simcha Atzmis, you're mamshechit in the Chochma Bina, that breaches all the boundaries, and this encourages the Yichud of Chochma Bina, Through that becomes the union of Chochmah Bina. And also that yichud should be a continuous, shouldn't be just leprokim, it should be a continuous through the simcha that you are misameh chochmah bina. So that is the idea, the asking for simcha to be mamshik from atzmus in order to bring down into the level of chochmah bina. What is the purpose of having the yichud of chokhmah bina, having mamshich, the pnimius atik, the pnimius atzmus and itself, the simcha atzmus? What's the goal? The goal is to be mamshich it further into zoh malchus. The main intention, yichud pnimi de chokhmah bina, this inner yichud of chokhmah bina, hu bichdei shal yidei zeh yeh yichud zun, that through this, this will be the yichud of zoh v'nikva. Shezehu ha'iker. Quote, this is the main, this is the quote in the Maimer over there. The main thing is to bring it down further, to bring it down to Chochmah Bina, to Zoh v'Nukva. Ukimavur baruch ba Maimer, and as explained at length in the Maimer, Shebi Yichud Zoh v'Nukva davku hamshochas ha'etzem, that in the union of Zoh and Nukva, in the Sviris, of the Zeir Ampin, the six Sviris and Malchus, over there, Dafke, you have Hamshochas Ha'etzem. Shalochein, and that's why, Meyichud Zun, for Yichud Zoh and Nukva, Dafke, Nase, Hisabus Chadosh, there is a new creation, Leidus HaNeshomis. Zoh and Nukva, that come from Ava'im is not really it's Avos Chadosha. It's more like a Gilu Ha'elem. It's been there, but it's come out. But to create new neshamas, that's a real new creation. And in order to have new creation, you need the Atzmus in there, as the Rebbe will explain further, that it's only the koyach ha'atzmus to create. Ela shebichdei sheyi yichud zun. You can't have directly from samach to zun. You need it to go through chokhmah bina, and from chokhmah bina it comes down to zoh v'nukva. Ela shebichdei sheyi yichud zoh v'nukva. Tzorich li yistchilo yichud pnimi de chokhmah bina. In order for it to be the yichud of zoh v'nukva, we need it first, that in the yichud of chokhmah bina, v'zehu, and this is the meaning, samach to samach, reim ha'ahuvim. So we're rejoicing the reim that's chokhmah bina. But what's the ahuvim? We said before, ahuvim be gematria doidim, that has the gematria of doidim. Doidim is the beloved, which is zoh v'nukva, as the Rebbe brought down before, that doidim is zoh v'nukva. So you're rejoicing the reim ha'ahuvim, so that this should be the yichud of zoh v'nukva, should be the union of the ahuvim. Ahuvim b'matri doidim zoh v'nukva ki habakoshe shetiyah hamshocha simcha b'chokhmo bina. We're asking that there should be an extension of joy, essence joy in chokhmo bina. That will create that inner union of Chokhmah Bina. And who bishvil yichud zun, that is because of the ahuvim, because of the doidim of the yichud of zoh v'nukva. So now we're saying that this is the yichud of Chokhmah Bina is because and for the yichud of zoh v'nukva. And that's connected specifically to a marriage, because the idea of a marriage, it says mainly zoh v'nukva, the chosn the kala, and the chosn the kala is to bring new life into the world, which is the gilu of Ein Sof, which needs atzmus. That's why we need this brach of samach to samach at a wedding, because by the wedding we do the saruso de letata, the to be mamshich the inyonim of atzmus, so that there could be Dor Yisharim Yiveret, it could be the level of Zav and Nukva, as we'll see. Zayin, Bapi Zed, Tuvon, Gam, Hashaychis, the Bakosha Zul, the Simchas Nesuyah. We'll also understand the connection of this request to a marriage, to the joy of a marriage. The Hinei Yodua, so first the Rebbe is going to establish the fact that the only where creation comes from is from the Atzmus, from himself. To create something that feels itself as a yesh, that it doesn't have a mokher, comes only from something that doesn't have a mokher. Only the Atzmus, which mitziyus is mi'atzmusay, he comes from himself, can create something that should fill themselves. And that's why creation is associated with Atzmus. Because it's known, the creation of Yesh Me'ayin is Dafke, the power of Atzmus. Because all lights and all revelation, since they have a cause, or at least a reason, they don't have the ability to create an entity that doesn't feel that there is some cause, there's some cause or reason for his being. Like the person who feels himself a yesh, an entity, that he's around here by himself, on his own, that he belongs here, just like that. That cannot come from Giluyim. That can only come from Atzmus. The Efsher Lishum Nimtzo L'Hashpia, because no existence can give Masha'in B'Koyche what is not in his own power. If he is something which has a source, he cannot create something that doesn't have then it's Yusim Atzmusay. Vishabas Hayesh Hurak B'Koycha Atzmus. Therefore, to create the Yesh, it's only within the power of Atzmus. Shemitziusim Atzmusay, whose existence is of himself. Ve'ein lo shum ilo v'siba shekod melech ha'desholim. There is no cause, there's no reason that comes before him, God forbid. So, he doesn't have a cause. He can create something that feels that doesn't have a cause. But something which is gilui, something which is oir, they have a reason and a cause how they are here, how they're gilui, how they're functioning. Therefore, they can't create something that is not feel that it is has any source. Vine. So now, this Atzmus of creation, originally the Eibishter did it on his own. When the Eibishter created human beings, Chofetz Chesed, Hashem did it on his own. Now, we have to elicit through mitzvahs all of these Sarusa de Latata Dam Shochas Ha'atzmus to create, for Hashem to create, for Atzmus to create, it comes through our Isarusa de Latato. Vihine, Hamshochas Ha'atzmus, Livra Yesh Mi'ayin, Sheshis Meibreshis. So how to extend the Atzmus to create from ex nihilo to existence during the first 6 days of creation, there was no Avodas Ha'odom involved then. Hoysa Mitzad, that came because Hashem wants kindness. So the Eibishter on his own brought down Atzmus to create. But after Matan Torah, in order to get Atzmus to create, through Avodah Torah Mitzvahs, we bring down Atzmus. Atzmus to create, but Atzmus to bring down Bechlal Atzmus. In the world is Torah Mitzvah. Yesh Leimar, the Rebbe says, so Torah Mitzvah is generally, but specifically the mitzvahs that involve in which we see openly the koyach ha'atzmus, that is a special mitzvah that brings down, which is the marriage and birth that comes from there. V'yesh loymar shebefrat u'begilui, that in specific and openly revealed, this is through the mitzvahs that have a connection to Bli Gvul that you're mamshich atzmus. Okemoi mitzvahs piriyah v'rivya, like the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivya. When you do the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivya, that's sort of connected to bringing down atzmus openly. Ki yadu, as it's known, the be'inyan ha'hilodah, in the idea of birth. When you give birth, it's unlimited, because one generation, another generation, lehoilit, doir achar doir, that is to create, give birth, one, and there's no end. Hugilu koyecha in sof, that's a revelation of the power of the infinite. Ubefrat, and especially, so that's the non-stop, the infinite birth that come forever. But especially inyan ha'ilodu gam dugmas bris yesh me'ayin, just birth itself, you bring into the world an entity that wasn't there. It's similar to yesh me'ayin, shehi b'koyach ha'atzmus, that yesh me'ayin comes b'koyach ha'atzmus. You created something that wasn't here before. V'zehu, this is ma'ashe b'vakshim b'simchas nesuyim, and that's why during the simcha of the nesuyim we ask samich t'samach reyim ha'ahuv, Eberster to be rejoicing, bringing down the Atzmus in Bina, to bring it down in Zov and Nukva. So what's the connection to the Chasana here? Because Kitachlis Inyan has Nisuyin, Hushetiya Iloda. The goal, ultimate aspect of marriage is that should be birth. Pru, as the verse says, quoting the verse, Pru Ravu Milos Oretz, be fruitful and multiply and fill the world, fill the land. That's why at that point we ask, when we're doing this particular mitzvah, which is bringing down the Ein Sof, the Atzmos, we ask Eibishter to rejoice Reim Ahuvim, Shetia Hamshochas HaSimcha HaAtzmos, the Atzmos Ein Sof, that there should be the essence simcha of Atzmus Ein Sof into Bina, and then to Zoh, and to Zun, Zoh Nukva. V'zehu gam asher imrim b'hemshech habracha, this is also the continuation of bracha, we say, Kisamecha cho yitzircha began Eden Mekedem. Just as the simcha was experienced by your creator who created you, rejoiced in Gan Eden in the beginning. Over there in Gan Eden, it came mitzat chofetz chesed. It was a revelation of atzmus came, the level of simcha atzmis came by itself. Tamshochas has simcha began Eden mikedem mitchilas abriya, the extension of joy in Gan Eden mikedem in the beginning mitchilas abriya of Gan Eden from the east, from the beginning of the bria hoysu mitzat ki chofetz chesedu. That was because of the level of Chof Chesed. V'zehu mevakshim gam achshov. V'zehu shom, we're asking, shagam achshov. Ha'idei aved esenu b'teiru mitzvus, through the aved teiru mitzvus b'chlal, mamshich atzmus, u'befrat, ha'idei simchas nesuyin, in which we're makayim the mitzvah period of Arivia, this is to be gilu, ya'atzmus enin sof, befrat, in this mitzvah, ti amshochazu, that should be this amshochah. So, the Rebbe says that now, originally by Gan Eden of the East, that was B'chofetz Chesed. But then comes Matan Torah, comes our Aveda Torah Mitzvahs to be Mamshich, the level of Atzmus, the level of Simcha. Simcha Atzmis, that comes through our Aveda. And every mitzvah, Matan Torah, we have the union of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinta, the Atzmus with the world. We have the Hamshocha Chochma and Bina from Zohar Malchus. Ukemoi chazu, kemoi shoya biyom chasu nosi zemat n'toyro. So what took place at the Eibusher's marriage? Over there was already Avoida. The marriage, Matan Torah, was Avoida. Then there came down, we brought down the Simcha Atzmis. As explained in the Maimer, the main Simcha that breaches all boundaries is the Simcha of marriage. That's where we have the level of the Simcha Atzmis mainly. But then, then it was through Avoida. Samechacho Yitzircha b'Gan Eden Mekedem was without Avoida in Gan Eden. But by Matan Torah it was Avoida. What kind of Avoida was it over there? So the Rebbe explains, this is Sharei B'yom Chasun Nosei Zematan Torah Koy Aluchas Hashnias. When we say B'yom Chasun Nosei Matan Torah, this goes on the second Luchas, in which the Yidden were Baal Tshuva. Mele, the first luchas, the Eibusher came kof aleihem harkigigis, it came l'mailo, and it wasn't so much through their avoda, but the second, when the Eibusher said salachti kidvarecha, and he gave them the luchas shnias, and that's the real yom chasun nosei, that's already through avoda. Being luchas shnias, who mashen itna the avoda davke, they were given through avoda, avoda satshuva. And that's the Yom Chasun Nosei Zematan Torah, meaning that's the Lucha Shnias. Well, derech zeh b'kiyum kol mitzvah. And the same thing is by all mitzvahs. The idea kol mitzvah that there is that level of Hamshocha through Avoida that we bring down Atzmos. The kiyum kol mitzvah, the idea kol mitzvah tzorich loymar. Anytime you do a mitzvah, the idea called mitzvah tzarech liyos, that to every mitzvah there needs to be l'shem yichud kudsho b'richu shchinta. You have to do it to union of kudsho b'richu, that's the masculine shchinta, the feminine, the yichud of zov v'nukva kudsho b'richu shchinta. G'disu v'pri yitzchayim. And notwithstanding that we only do it once a day, but it's for every mitzvah. The fact that we say before Baruch Shamar, we say just once the Shem Yichud, because this is an impact on all day, so we say it once, but it's really every mitzvah we're making a union of Kudsho B'richu Shchinta. So every time there's a union, so it's a chasana, a marriage between the Kudsho B'richu and the Shechinta, Zohar Malchus, it's a simchas nesuin, and on top of just a marriage, the Rebbe says, it's like marrying an only son, which the example of the main joy is marry off your only son, because every Yid is considered like an only son to Hashem. U'mekivon shekol echad miYisrael u'bno yichidu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since every Yid is like an only son of Hashem, Ketores HaBaal Shem Tov HaYidua, as the teaching, the known teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Eibusher loves every Jew like an only son that was born at their old age. So every Yid is like an only son. Uksiv b'ni b'chayri Yisroel l'shen yochid. B'ni, it doesn't say bonai, it says b'ni, my only son b'chayri, my only Yisroel l'shen yochid. So every individual here, the gabbe matan toira nemar, and also matan toira the kol echad echad miYisrael, to each one of you, didn't say in the plural, I'm your God, but I'm individual God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha loishin yochid. He said it in a language of an individual. So this is a very specific language. Hare hasimcha shalomaylo shabikim kol mitzvah the kol echad echad miYisrael. So the joy of above, which is when you fulfill every mitzvah of each one of the Yidden, his simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasunas b'no yichidai, is the God rejoicing at the wedding of his only son. The simcha zu Peretzes Kol Hagdorim. That simcha breaches through all the limitations. Every time we do a mitzvah, it's like making a wedding for his only son, because you make a union of Kuchabrichu Ashkintai, which is a marriage of the Hashem with the world, with the Neshamas Yisrael. And therefore, this is a tremendous simcha, which is mamshich, the simchas nesuyin, your mamshich, the etzem level of simcha. Oysters. Befrat b'chodesh Elul, especially when we're in the month of Elul. Kshamelech nimtza basodim kol echad v'echad miYisrael, when the king finds himself in the field with each and every one of the Yidden. U'mekabel es kol echad v'echad b'sefer ponim yofis. He accepts everybody with a smiling face, with a good countenance. U'marad lo ponim seichak, shows him a smiling face. So the month of Elul, that marriage is the tremendous simcha, even more simcha. V'elul Rosh Teves, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So it's all actually on the Elul, there's like a connection. Afilu doidim, so the l'doidi, even the doidi, the zov v'nukva, shegoyal zov v'nukva, Shezivugam hurak liprokim, who only occasionally mate, but b'chodesh Elul, hemisyachdim mitevachas. But on month of Elul, in the word Elul, you have ani l'doidi. So b'doidi li, all in Elul. So you have these doidim united. There's a union there. One word in the word of Elul. Zen nuvan. So from this understand. The noisav aleinyan the simchas nesuyin. In addition to the joy of marriage, which yichud kuchabricho shchinte, the union of kuchabricho shchinte zov enukve, shemeshach kol hashana mitzadkim hamitzvos, which is all year round when you do a mitzvah. Hinei b'chodesh Elul, when it comes the month of Elul, who b'yasser says is with more force. The month of Elul, that union is more forceful, because it is all Elul, Ani L'doidi, all connected in one word. And the Rebbe says, U'befrat b'ashabosis b'chodesh Elul. Especially when the Maimer was said, Shabbos, Chal Shabbos of Chodesh Elul. Dehine b'chodesh Elul toikin b'ashefer. And we're going to see what the Shabbos of Elul is even greater than the whole month of Elul in the weekdays, that we don't blow the shofar. Why do we blow the shofar all month of Elul? Kedei lahazir Yisrael shiyasu tshuva, so to warn the Yidden they should do tshuva, shenemar. Because as the pasuk says, what is the association of shofar with tshuva? Im yitoka shofar ba'ir, v'am lo yacharodu. Will there be, the verse says, can a shofar be blown in the city and the people will not tremble? So basically, shofar brings along the trembling. Yesh gam inyan hayira v'charoda. So in Elul, there is also the idea of fear and the trembling. That's the idea of the shofar. And so besides the idea, we're talking about the simcha, shem yichud kucha, and Elul, it's all in one word, but there's also the Yerucharada. Amnon zeo rag b'mei achoil. But the shofar is only during the weekday. Masha'enkin b'ha'shabosu shebechodesh Elul, as opposed to the Shabbos is during the month of Elul, hare'inyan ha'yiru v'acharoda de'elul l'chayra b'gilu einam b'shabbos. So this idea of fear and trembling of the month of Elul would seem they're not open. Einon b'Shabbos. Begilein b'Shabbos. Open, they're not on Shabbos. You don't blow, there's no trembling. Shari b'Shabbos ain't taking. Shabbos, there's no blowing. U'b'Shabbos ain't etzem bo. There's no sadness on Shabbos. There's no year, there's no trouble. Be'iker pu'ulas b'mei ha'Shabbos yisu. So what's the main effect of the Shabbos of Elul? Hu'ainyan da'ni l'doidi v'doidi li. Connecting the Elul, the l'doidi v'doidi li. Yidden and the Eibishter, Simchas Nesuyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, the joy of the marriage of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinta, Kodesh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. So this we understand, Shekol HaYisofer, the Torah Mitzvahs, that every addition in Torah Mitzvahs, Ubefrat Chodesh Elul, especially in Chodesh Elul, Peiretzes Kol HaGedorim, that breaches through all limitations, all fences, all boundaries, Koilul Gam Gidra HaGolus, also the boundaries of Golus, the Chol, all the fences of Golus, the Chol HaYisofer B'Torah Mitzvahs, any addition to Torah Mitzvah Shein Yonim Hepech HaGolus, which Torah Mitzvah is the opposite of exile. The Maheres breaches through and hastens the Sagu'ula HaSida, the future redemption. And then the Rebbe says, Bayoy Mahu Yiyya. Yiyya is Yudke Yudke. Normally the name of Hashem is Yudke Vavke. But Bayoy Mahu in the Gu'ula, Yiyya, it will be Yudke Yudke, based upon Yudke. Which means the name of Hashem will not consist from Yudke Vavke, but the whole name will be two times Yudke. And Hashem Vavke, Yiyya Kimo Yudke. So the Vavke would be also like the Yudke. Just like Chochmo Bina is the constantly mating, they will also be continuously mating. The Geula Hasida in the future redemption. Then will be the idea of marriage. Kidi Isa Bishmois Rabba. Shmuel Rabbi says that the future redemption is marriage. Sha'achshav hu yinahiris. Right now it's betrothal, the kiddushim. La'osi lova yuan esuim. But the future will be the marriage b'mehed of yameinu mamish, very soon in our days. I'm not so clear the Kabbalah over here. Earlier the Rebbe said that in order for the Yichud of Zov and Nukva, there needs to be a Yichud Pnimi of Ave'im, which is, Rebbe also used, I think, the language there, that it's not always, and in order to be Meir, that's what we're saying, Samach to Samach. Here the Rebbe seems to say that Vovke is not Zivugayu Todir, but Yudke is Zivugayu Todir. But over there it said you need level Samach. I gotta look at the artists over here. But we'll do that another time.